Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap for Wednesday, October 5th. U.S. equities finished lower in Wednesday trading, opening weaker after the big Monday-Tuesday rally and then firming through the afternoon, with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and the Nasdaq closing down 14 basis points, 20 basis points, and 25 basis points, respectively. REITs and utilities came under pressure on the renewed rate backup. Autos, rails, banks, chemicals, grocers, homebuilders, and profitless tech were among the other laggards. Apparel, restaurants, biotech, semis, software, and managed care were some of the outperformers. Energy stocks led on a good day for crude. Treasuries were weaker, with some notable strength in the belly of the curve following the rate reprieve earlier this week. The dollar index was up 1%, with some of the best gains coming on the sterling cross and the rebound coming after five straight sessions of weakness. Gold finished down 60 basis points. Bitcoin futures were off 70 basis points. WTI crude settled up another 1.4% and is now up more than 10% in the past 3 days following the big production target cut by OPEC+. Stocks firmed notably through the afternoon session after some early weakness, partially chalked up to profit-taking after the big two-day bounce. While bullish talking points are revolving around depressed positioning, peak inflation traction, corporate pricing power, and some labor market loosening, there's still plenty of skepticism about the bounce's credibility. Investors are wondering whether the market has become too optimistic about the potential for a central bank policy pivot, especially as recent Fed speak has not deviated from its raise and hold, higher for longer messaging. Also, still a lot of concern about the coming third quarter earnings season. Oil price headwinds were also a concern today following the aforementioned production target cut by OPEC+, which agreed to slash output targets by 2 million barrels per day, the biggest cut since the pandemic and a move that could further exacerbate global growth and geopolitical concerns. ISM services reading this morning slipped to 56.7 from 56.9, a bit firmer than expected, while the employment component increased to its highest level since March. The ADP private payrolls increased 208,000 in September, largely in line with consensus, while August was revised up by over 50,000 to 185,000. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand raised rates by 50 basis points as expected, though the central bank's statement leaned hawkish with language debating about whether to go 75. Notable movers to the upside today included Lamb Weston Holdings rising 4.2% after fiscal first quarter earnings and gross margin beat with revenue in line. The company noted benefits from pricing actions, though also saw lower volumes on softer restaurant traffic. Reaffirmed inline full-year guidance, but also said it's on track to hit higher end of full-year guidance ranges with gross margins normalizing. ExxonMobil closed up 4% higher after analysts noted yesterday's post-close third-quarter update suggesting some upside to earnings estimates on strong gas realizations, chemical specialty products holding up much better than expected, and lower maintenance impacts. RPM International ended up 3.3% following a fiscal first-quarter earnings and revenue beat with Performance Coatings a standout. Consumer Group results were helped by better material availability and is now expected to lead revenue growth for 2023. Next quarter revenue growth guidance also came in ahead of the street at the midpoint. Companies moving lower saw Lumen Technologies declining 9.5% after a downgrade to equal weight from overweight at Wells Fargo, which noted the company's dividend could be at risk given EBITDA is likely trending lower than previously expected and the potential of the new CEO to alter the company's capital allocation strategy. SGH Inc. came down 7.1% despite fiscal fourth quarter earnings coming in better, but revenue light versus expectations. Company flagged China headwinds in LEDs, but highlighted strength in specialty memory partially offset by continued weakness in Brazil markets. First quarter EPS guidance was also below the street amid global macro headwinds and continued supply chain constraints. SVB Financial Group closed lower by 3.3%. The company was downgraded to equal weight from overweight at Morgan Stanley, with the firm seeing capital markets activity and VC deployment getting pushed out further into 2023, which could pressure net interest margins as these client funds move to higher cost sweep accounts. Economic data highlights for tomorrow, including September Challenger layoffs, as well as weekly jobless claims, and earnings from Conagra Brands, McCormick, and Constellation Brands. That's it for today's Evening Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and please join us again tomorrow.